Hello, is this Heather again? It's Mr. Cordell again. Simon
Hello.
Cordell, I'm speaking again. I'm trying to raise. I'm just recording the conversations again. I'm allowed to speak to you. I got arrested again after speaking to you, and you just before Christmas. You said that I said I wanted you to call an EGM meeting in regards to the falsified statements in the first ASBO. Your company, you told me you keep trying to push it down and saying to me I need to speak to Steve Ellis or anyone below you or below what you're doing. I'm saying to you,
no, I did speak to somebody and they said that you have to make contact via your solicitor.
No, that's it. That was incorrect. What initially happened was Lemmy, the Enfield Council signed the first ASBO, and the first ASBO. Now, the first ASBO was forged in 2014. It's missing all the victims. There's no victims in it. Now, without a victim, like someone actually being assaulted or something actually happening, it's against the law for me to be doing a sentence. Now, I'm riding 7 years because the Enfield Council forged the paperwork inside your offices. On the third page of the ASBO, it says that you a meeting had to be held in your office. Now, Rob Leake, he's all in pictures, all in 2015, and he's showing massive new estates that he's building all smiling. I've took all the pictures and I've downloaded them all, and I've got everyone's pictures, your pictures, I've got every one of the staff's pictures in that building, yeah? Now, I've put them all in my report and I've done a family tree of joint circle of what's happening. Now, what my problem is, you the other day after speaking to you, you explained to me you're going on holiday, and that you'll consider sorting out this EGM thing maybe when you get back from holiday.
I said I'd forward it on to someone.
Yeah, you forward it on to someone.
It's nothing to do with me because I don't arrange meetings for that.
Madam, may I say something? Madam, I've got your signature here in front of me now. Heather Littler, Senior Admin Officer, you're writing.
Yeah?
You've wrote to them. My mother's been writing to you explaining to you that I'm having heart attacks in my house, which I am. I had another heart attack this morning. And that I'm riding 7 years because of forged paperwork in your thing. Now, what you say on one of your recordings is that you don't have a copy of the first ASBO there. Now, my problem
with... I personally didn't, no, but someone else in the building would have, because I'm not the actual person you need to be speaking to. I'm just an admin person.
Yeah, but you're in charge of... You're in charge... You could put me on to Rob Leake, or you can put me...
No,
but
he doesn't... So he doesn't work here anymore. He left at the end of May.
So Rob Leake left the company at the end of May. So now who is in charge of... Who's the chief executive? Who's the director of the Civic
Center? Ian Davis is now the chief executive.
I've got lots of emails to Ian Davis as well already from 2014.
Yeah.
So in 2014, Ian was getting message, so was Rob getting message, and they were asking to protect me. Now, what actually happened is Lemmy, in 2016, Lemmy got... In 2014 to 16, me and my mother kept writing to use lot and asking use lot to protect me. Now, I recorded lots of videos of my neighbours assaulting me. Now, in 2016, the people that were assaulting me was a guy called Stan Curtis, who I loved and treated like a father, a family called the Maffeeligans, a family that lived on the top floor above me, and another family that lived above, like another woman called Deborah Andrews. Now, Deborah Andrews had her children taken away from her, two light-skinned kids, because she was under the Mental Health Act. Now, we kept writing to Usedot. Usedot know that she's had her kids taken off her, and you've left her upstairs attacking me. Now, this is why the building upstairs is in such a bad state, and the fixtures were badly damaged, and this is why I've suffered. Now, in 2016, the Maffeeligans phoned Usedot and said that they had some tyres stabbed, and Stan phoned Usedot and said to Usedot that someone said to him, that I said to him that I'm going to get him in the park if he keeps doing these things to me and to Shannon, yeah? Me and Shannon never argued. Shannon's locked in a house as well now, and she's willing to come to court with me against Usedot, yeah? We never gave Usedot permission to use our names, yeah? And there was never nothing wrong with any of us. We never had a disease, and we never had a problem. Yeah, Usedot tried to scare me out of the country because I kept highlighting and phoning up the call centre and winding them up about the missing signatures and the missing things. I've got all the recordings. Now, Lemmy picked up the case files in 16 and he started writing emails to my mother. Now, Lemmy started trying to kill Joanne Ryan and all that got messaged into the emails. Now, it's funny that the order initially come from them to create the first ASBO. Now, what happened is Lemmy forged the first ASBO. Yeah, the Maffeeligans and Stan and that never done a statement for the first possession order that he put in place for me. Now, Lemmy never had no victims as well as the first Asbo. Now, the first Asbo was made by your company, and so is the second one, the processional that being made by your company. Now, I recorded Lemmy and said, Lemmy, this is out of order. I've got lots of computer complaints on the computer, and you're acting bias in what you're doing. You're using these people's signatures in 2016. You're not taking into account nothing that happened from 2014 onwards. And this is having an effect on my life and the way that I'm living, yeah, and the enjoyment of my life. These people upstairs, they killed my unborn child, and I'll supply you the medicals, the hospital certificates, and I'll supply you everything that me and my new partners lost because of what you're allowing. Under the statute of Merton, if you ever write it down, the statute of Merton is the first common law that gives any person the right to live in this land that the Queen and King gave us, yeah? So you lot give people the right to live like the Matthew Illigans if they're not secure tenants under the statute of Merton. Now I'm a secure tenant. We're into a mutual agreement, we are. And in my agreement my tenancy agreement, when I signed it says the last thing that you lot will do is try to evict me. You would do everything possible because I'm a secure tenant before you try to evict me. Yeah? Now, I told Lemmy, because of the first Asbo on recording that's missing all the signatures, and that I've got a complaint in against Enfield Council and the Metropolitan Police, I do not feel comfortable coming to your offices. But I'm willing for you to come to your own property, which is the property that I rent off the used lot, and to have a meeting here. Now, Lemmy refused to have 4 meetings here at my flat. I said, I must have a meeting at your house. And I said, look, Lemmy, I'm not coming to you to the Civic Centre. The allegations that you're accusing me of, what happened is Kenichiwa is Lemmy's manager. Yeah? Now, Kenichiwa, when Stan made this complaint, I got arrested for it. And so did the same for Karen in 16, and the same for George. All 3 different criminal cases, and I went to court for all 3 criminal cases, and I won them all on the same day. Now, Kenichiwa phoned up the witness care team in Hackney, a woman called Joanne. And Joanne told Kenichiwa, Simon's won all 3 cases, and there's nothing you can do about it, yeah? Basically, yeah? Now, what Kenichiwa told Lemmy to do, they all knew that the criminal case was over, and that I've won the 3 cases against Stan and against everybody else. Kenichiwa told Lemmy to go and have a meeting with Stan. So Lemmy come and had a meeting with Stan at Stan's house. Then the next day she said to Lemmy, drop some diaries off to all of their houses. So she dropped diaries to all of that. They dropped diaries to their houses. Now Lemmy had 4 meetings in Stan's house after 16, after they got told that the case was thrown out. Now because my mum kept writing an official complaint to you and your name, and to everybody else, you passed it back down to them lot. Them lot have all decided, okay, they're going to attack me again. So Lemmy started copying and pasting everything in all the computers, and he slammed it all over the page. Loads of copy and paste. Now there's something like 15 attempts. I've got them all in my diary every time that I've gone to Stan's house, and Lemmy's gone to Stan's house. Plus, on top of that, they said that I aggressively knocked on the Matthew Illigan's house, front door, which I've never done. Every time I've gone up there, I've recorded me going up there. So I can prove I've never banged on their door rudely, aggressively. I've never done nothing bad to them, yeah? Yeah? So, every time I go upstairs, I'll phone up the police first and ask the police, please, can you help me? Can you protect me? They say, when we're not protecting you, you're being robbed. I've recorded these conversations. I say, well, I'm going to go upstairs in self-defense then, yeah? And act on my own behalf as a sovereign of the land. I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to defend myself. And they will say, and BT will come on the phone. I've got loads of calls, BT saying, it's out of order that they keep putting the phone down on you. I'm saying, can you hear the banging in the background of what these are doing to me? And BT will say, yeah, they can hear the banging as well and what they're doing to me, me being assaulted in my house. Now, Lemmy won't move them, even though they're not secure tenants. I've told Lemmy, in 17, that I lost an unborn child. I've never told anybody. I've kept it to myself and my partner. We told him in front of George. The first thing Lemmy done was run back to the office, and he wrote in the possession order, I'm giving Simon a possession order because he told George that he still killed his unborn child. So now my first possession order is because of Lemmy has reused the statements after Kenichiwa told them that the witness care team are throwing the cases out. Simon's got them all NFA'd, so Lemmy still picks up them statements after they're NFA'd and he puts them into a possession order. Yeah? Then I keep Lemmy, I start having a go at Lemmy, well Lemmy, where's these witness statements for these possession orders? You've claimed 42 different incidents and everyone is he, she. By law, under the codes of identification, CODI, every person that says something, you have to take an incident statement off them on that day, and so that each one has its own incident statement, and they have to sign it and put their name and date in that on the bottom of it. Yeah? Now, if Lemmy broke the rules by doing he, she on all of them, and he didn't think I was going to call a trial at court and get a trial. So I went to court, and they tried to give me this possession. I said to the judge, that's out of order. Under the hearsay rules, I'm entitled to have a trial, and I want these people to come to court. There's no witness statements from in the beginning. This is the second ASBO with no statements. Now, Lemmy realised how much trouble he was in, and the judge said to Lemmy and the other one, Lemmy didn't understand their language in the court. I understand their language, even though he went to Westminster. They said to him, Lemmy, drop the case, do an out-of-court settlement with him before you all go to prison. Lemmy refused to listen. He didn't understand them. So later, the judge told Lemmy, fill in this form, and it's a declaration to time that you're supposed to have and all the rest of it, and to what's going on. The first page of that, it says, do an out-of-court settlement. It was the judge being sarcastic to Lemmy, saying, do an out-of-court settlement. But Lemmy got upset because Lemmy had my mum put another complaint in again in an email. So Lemmy decided to be spiteful again, and he drafted up another injunction order. Yeah? Now, this is the third document by Enfield Council that's been forged. Yeah, now on all my recordings, I'm saying to Lemmy, look, I've got the videos and them attacking me, Lemmy, what you're doing is bias, Lemmy, please protect me, Lemmy, if you make the wrong decisions here, Lemmy, you're going to be at fault. Lemmy's going, I don't care. I'm going, Lemmy, are you a solicitor? He's going, no, I'm not a solicitor. I'm going, have you put this paperwork through a solicitor's hands, Lemmy? I don't need to put it through a solicitor. Lemmy, I think right now you're sending me official paperwork and I think it should go through a solicitor and you have legal departments and I don't think that you're signing any of this paperwork. You're copying and pasting everything and you're just slamming it in there how you want and this is abuse of position. You're trying to kill me in my own home. He goes, so now Lemmy puts a second ASBO on me. Yeah, an injunction order, the second one. So this is the third one by your company that's been forged that I can prove. I kick the third injunction order again. And show that it's all forged to the judges, and the judge goes nuts. He says he don't want it in his court. These lot get upset because me and the judge and all that saved their asses, and say to them, look, you never got your paperwork in time. It's an easy escape route for you. Now they've been in the courtrooms crying to the judge, asking the judge to reopen the application. The judge said to them, no, he's not reopening. Refused it. Now Lemmy has gone and forged another injunction again, in my name. Now he said that I threatened him. Yeah, this was a couple of days ago. Now, I've got the recordings of me speaking to Lemmy, and I say to Lemmy, you're out of order what you're doing. This is the fourth application by Enfield Act Council, and you're telling me you don't have a copy of the first ASBO in your folders. Now, Lemmy is lying, because in the first possession order that he made, yeah, he took the first, in my ASBO, my first ever ASBO, they put my bowel conditions A to E in it. Now, you're not allowed to go to a rave, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, yeah? Now, in the first conditions, they scribbled out, attend court and diss us, and we'll remand. Now, I kept doing my nut, because no solicitor firm would take the first ASBO one because of this piece of paper. Yeah, now, Lemmy, when he's made the possession order, he thought, yeah, this is going to be fun. I've got him on recording saying, Lemmy, please look at the signatures. Now, after me telling Lemmy about the signatures, he's gone to the first ASBO folder that Daniel Ellis says you don't have in your offices and that has never been built in your offices, which is a lie. And he's put that into the possession order. So if you get the possession order and you open it up, the first page of them threatening me and my solicitors is in that ASBO. So there's definitely a copy inside your offices, and Lemmy has definitely opened that copy, and he definitely noticed that there was no signatures after I told him, but he decided to reuse the front page that had been horribly used and misled to threaten me and my barristers and put it into his possession order. Now that's joint circular and malfeasance of office. I said to him, please call an emergency meeting like I asked you, and instead of him calling an emergency meeting and getting the application taken off, when he was reading the folder and taking the pages out of the first ASBO making his possession order, he decided to call an emergency meeting to get this forced onto me. Now he's called three more emergency meetings since he touched that first ASBO folder with the missing signatures and made that possession order. Now he's gone all the way through, now he's done this in every other folder. Now the other day, after I got released, after he threatened me, the cops tried to get in my house and steal my paperwork. Yeah, and luckily for me, I've got cameras in every room. So they couldn't steal the paperwork and basically got buggered in what they were doing. Yeah, and I've got my mum down here with the computers and that first, and got copies of it. Now, the second I got released back to my home, I started getting attacked again. Now, if I was just slightly, you can just be here now, and like, I can just try it for a second, just so you can understand the severity of the problem that we're gonna have in court in a minute.
Okay,
this little tape here, yeah, and you can hear the banging and me in my house and me walking in my kitchen, in my bathroom. They don't need carpets in their bathroom. Are you still there?
Are you following me around in my flat? I'm not spanking at me like that.
I'm paying it. It might echo a bit, but you can hear a bit of
one. Ambrose, I've got love for you, Ambrose.
So me in my front room, this is me in my house, and you can hear them banging at me, and you can hear the
difference. Ambrose, why are you chasing me off like that in my bathroom? Go anywhere, Ambrose, wait. I've got love for you, Ambrose. Why are you chasing me, Ambrose?
They're chasing me. Now hold a stake in here, what they're doing.
Why are you mental health patient? Why are you chasing me like that?
Now look at the. Now, this is after Lemmy's telling me that I threatened him. Hear the banging at me? And now I've got over 10 videos here. This one here goes on for hours. I go in my kitchen. I'm asking you right now. These people killed my baby, and I'm asking you to move the Matthew-Ligans out of that flat and get them out of that flat. Because I'm waking up every night having bad dreams because of what you are letting happen. Yeah? Once you move the Matthew...
I put in a complaint,
and you've already had the complaint in your hand. The complaint is in your hand and it's never been dealt with because I'm still here getting attacked and you've never took a statement off me. You had the first complaint and you have bypassed it and you realised that you were in so much trouble, yeah, that you've been letting Lemmy and the rest of them attack me. Yeah, it's unfair processing. You've never took a statement off me from 14. You've got the first ASBO. Lemmy knows that there's no signatures in it. I've got him on recording, telling him loads of times. And you can see that Lemmy has gone and took that first page out of that first ASBO and put it into his possession order. You've got have that ASBO in your offices. Do not lie to me. Yeah, because my paperwork clearly proves it. Yeah. So why did Lemmy decide not to counteract on the missing signatures, but then use the horrible bit of paper, attend court again and diss us and we'll remand? And why has he used that bit of paperwork? And then why has he gone and falsified everything? Please, can you push this above, not down below, to Daniel Ellis or to Lemmy or Konnichiwa? Because I believe that their jobs are already ruined. Yeah. I'm 100% sure, and I'm very good at the law, and I've got all Lemmy's pictures from Westminster, I've got everyone, Konnichiwa's pictures, I've got all their office numbers, I've got everything for everyone. I've spent months building all this. How you would for your children if someone done this to your kids. Yeah, please can you move them Matthew-Ligans out of that flat upstairs? I've never done nothing bad to them, I helped them in the beginning. I've never done nothing bad to your company. I had the keys to to Kempall Community Hall. I was the first person trusted with them for 10 years off of Diana, the mistress, manageress. I was helping you in Ponders End Festival, Durance Park Festival, Lock to Lock Festival. I was working with you lot and I was doing good for this community until you and your employees touched me and falsified the first ASBO. You're holding me for 7 years, yeah, in my house. For the first ASBO, even if you got arrested for it, yeah, the maximum sentence is 6 months and a 20 grand fine if you got arrested. You didn't have enough evidence for a conviction or criminal conviction. Now somehow, even though you didn't have enough evidence for criminal conviction, you've managed to get me 7 years of my life in my house now. I'm not allowed to leave this house till August 2020 and go and see my friends. I will never work with these people that you have allowed to touch me and kill my baby. Yeah? The second I walk out of this house now and go back to the people that I originally built this dream for, is the quicker that constructive things will start to happen again.
All I can suggest is that I said you send it to the complaints team.
I've sent the complaints to you already. I'm reading the complaint out to you now. I'll read your writing out to you now, your complaint to you now. I've done this since 2014 and you've sent me round in circles and circles to cover up your employees and what you're all doing. Stop sending me in circles. Get Ian on the phone to me. Get them people out of that flat upstairs quickly. Yeah, before I serve your department.
So there's not a lot else I can say. I mean, I know I've been told that you have to make contact via your solicitor.
I don't have to. I'm acting litigant for myself.
put it into the complaints team.
Litigant is a British entitlement, and what litigant means, it means that I can act for myself. I do not have to have legal representation. I am acting litigant, and in any sense, we are not dealing with anything that is beyond the Landlord and Reforms Act. I'm a tenant to you. We're in a mutual agreement, and your other employees, you're leaving them in there to attack me every day. They're not secure tenants. I'm a secure tenant, and I'm asking you to move them out. They've killed my baby, and every morning you make me wake up. You told me you're going to sort this after Christmas. You're going on Christmas. You had a good Christmas. You had a good New Year's. I was trapped in it because of your employees' corruption. Yeah, you're one of the highest ranking ones there now for the executive directors. You're getting paid for that job. So why ain't your salary covering you to pass this upwards? Why ain't Ian calling me? Why ain't you getting your team down here now into this flat and freezing them two flats upstairs under the Crime Scene and Evidence Act, from what I'm telling you? I've gave you a line of investigation, and I'm telling you I'm not crazy, and I'm telling you I've got video evidence towards it. The serious offences happened with intent, criminal intentions, and I want you to do something. And I don't want you passed down to these people who keep spinning it around since 2014.
See, all I can reiterate is what I've told you already, so...
Listen to what they're doing to me in my flat.
So, I'm going to hang up now.
Hear the banging. Look what they're doing. This was the other day, less than 3 days ago.
Come, Ambrose, let's go over near Ambrose.